Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Yesterday we heard from the Rebel County, where Cork are hoping to win their first All-Ireland in 20 years on Sunday. But standing in their way will be a rejuvenated Tipperary hurling team who last won an All-Ireland in 2019. And of course, they'll be hoping they can repeat that feat in Croke Park at the weekend. Now, Brian O'Connell was in Cork yesterday for us. So where are you today, Brian?
Well, no prizes for guessing where I am today. I'm sitting here inside a famous bar on Main Street in Cashel, County Tipperary, where businesses all around me, Claire, are adorned with bunting and flags. I mean, the whole town really feels like it's gone tip mad. And beside me is a Tipperary hurling legend who'll give you his thoughts shortly. I was in a cafe yesterday in Bosincote, just up the road here, where the owner Mary, who happens to be Irish rugby player Joe McCarthy's aunt, was telling me, even though this is the height of tourist season, the Rock of Cashel is in front of us, there are bus tours coming in here every day, they're closing the cafe here on Sunday because they can't get staff who will work. They all want to watch the match. I mean, there's huge excitement here in Tipperary, as you can imagine. And the local club here, Cashel King Cormacs, they have two players, Owen Connolly and super sub Oisín O'Donoghue, and they hope that they're going to do their club and their county proud on Sunday and lift that Liam McCarthy Cup. I was at the clubhouse, I was at the pitches, and they must have had over 100 children and adults waving flags, wearing jerseys, huge pride in their clubmates who were going to line out on Sunday. And I suppose, look, it'll be impossible for me to feature everybody who turned up. But here's a sample, Claire, just of some of those I met. And just to give you a sense of how this Tipperary team is really inspiring a whole new generation of younger fans, including Jack Maloney, who had a sign.
Your sign says, "There will be no Barry's tea in the Liam McCarthy."
Oh, yeah.
Jack, I hear you're kind of a big supporter, right?
I am, very. Yeah, I'm going to it anyway.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Jeez, you must have good contacts now to
do.
Have the ticket in the back pocket already.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Connor Hogan.
And Aoife Hogan.
And Aoife Hogan.
Shirley Hogan.
And Shirley Hogan. All the Hogans. Is it a bit nervous kind of waiting to see what's going to happen?
Yes.
Give me the score.
3-21 Tip to 2-19 Cork.
The anticipation must be huge, is it?
Yeah, it is. Tip have come on so well since last year, and I think everybody is just so proud of Tipperary to get as far as they have this year.
Tell me, have you got your ticket?
No.
Not yet?
No.
What about you?
No.
You were telling me a minute ago, what have you done this week? You've entered
every single raffle we came across.
And no luck yet?
No.
So Oisín, he always comes down to the field every night, and he's like,
I heard he was down here this week.
Yeah, he came down last night and he was in goal for us.
What's he like as a goalie?
Not bad.
It's hard to get that many tickets. Look, we're hoping if we even got one or two, maybe Thomas being the eldest there and his dad might go. So yeah, we're decorating the house now, getting the flags out, getting the bunting up, and we'll be behind the lads all the way, especially our own two local fellas. It's great.
What's your names?
Tyler.
Aaron.
Caden.
Chloe.
Ella.
Who's your favourite player?
Oisín.
How come?
Because he scored the goal to get us into All-Ireland.
What age are you?
7.
What do you think is going to happen on Sunday?
Oisín might make the comeback again.
Tip win by 1 point.
1 point? Will you get to go, do you think?
No.
It's so hard to get tickets, isn't it?
I know, my brother, I was looking at him. There's Carna ones left. They're 110 euro.
I live in Cork, did I tell you that?
Do you have the Cork flag up?
I do.
Take down that, put up a tip on.
I'm surprised Brian admitted that you live in Cork. Now, you spoke to some of the families of the players, and as we heard in Cork yesterday, it's a real mix, isn't it, at this stage of nerves and excitement.
That is the mix. And then some of the parents of the players, you know, they don't want to say too much. They're trying to keep this week as normal as possible. But of course, it isn't normal, is it? I mean, one of those parents who happens to be Cashel King Cormac's chairman is Sean O'Donoghue. He's the father of Oisín, who scored that wonder goal in the All-Ireland semi-final against Kilkenny. Now, Sean spoke to me about his son.
He's been involved with minor and 21 teams that have been successful, Brian. We didn't think that it would be as quick to elevate into the senior setup. We're delighted for Oisin. There's an awful lot of sacrifice goes in and hard training over the years.
Tell us about that sacrifice, because that's what people don't see when they tune in on Sunday. They don't see the nights, the dark nights when you're out hitting the ball against the wall repeatedly.
Owen has been kind of flying the flag for Cash and Kincormacs on the tip setup and the senior setup for a few years. Owen has really excelled and as one of the main players in the team. Oisin has joined him this year, and it's great for the club to have two representatives. Their social life is literally nil. I don't think Oisin has gone out one night in UL because of the sacrifices of training and whatever. But look, like Liam Cahill and the management team have done an absolute fantastic job in nurturing these younger players, very humble individuals as well. We've had many Tipperary players over the years, from Peter O'Sullivan back in the day, back to Pat Fitzell, John Grogan, to the Three Bonners. Looking at the two lads now, Owen and Oisin, they're taking hurling within Cashel to a new height, a new level. Limerick have been ahead of the curve for the last 5 or 6 years, and I think that counties are starting to come and catch them and whatever, right? Look, I worked in Cork for many years, and they're very passionate down there as well. They're 20 years from, which is unbelievable, Brian, from winning an Ireland hurling. So I'm hoping that it could be 21 years, and that the pressure big time is on Cork. There's great banter between Cork and Tip, and I can't wait for Sunday where we see the colour of the blue and gold and the red and white, and it's great to have two Munster counties in Ireland on the 20th of July.
Now, we definitely heard someone you were talking to in Tip yesterday saying the pressure is all on Tip. The mind games have started, Brian.
They absolutely have started. It's gas. I was texting one of the Cork players this morning and I was saying to her, God, they're saying here in Tip, you're huge favourites. What do you think of that? And she said, listen, we're not going to get into that now at this stage. So the mind games are definitely
on here. They sure are. Now, you have a Tip legend beside you. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes. The other issue that's come up in recent weeks is a transport one. And there have been calls for the toll booth barriers on the way up to Croke Park to be lifted on Sunday so that the fans won't get stuck in traffic. What's the news on that, Brian?
Well, there was a lot of criticism of the queues for the toll booth barriers in places like Watergrass Hill and in Portlaoise, and people were calling for the barriers to be lifted on Sunday. So this would be to avoid lengthy delays that were experienced in some areas for the semi-final. Several TDs had called on Transport Infrastructure Ireland and the operators to lift those barriers, and in effect making it barrier free on Sunday. So I got in touch, Claire, with Transport Infrastructure Ireland spokesperson Sean O'Neill, and I asked Sean, what are the plans for Sunday and would they consider lifting the barriers for travelling fans?
We've gotten confirmation from the tolling operations. They have assured us formally that they will have all the booths occupied with personnel to maximize the efficiency of getting people through the tolling operations. Keep in mind, there is a lot of people going to be going at the same time. We need people to spread it out a bit, because if everyone arrives at the same time, you're still going to have queues.
Okay, but I suppose there's a fixed point. The match starts at 3:30. You know what I mean? People can't exactly leave at midnight.
It's going to be a big day out, and we're going to ask everyone just to be patient. And most importantly, the men and women that are working in those toll plazas, they're going to have to be as efficient as possible, and they will be. But be patient with them. They're going to do their best to get you to and through as quickly as possible.
Why can't the barrier be lifted just for one day?
Ultimately, you're basically asking everybody else to pay for your day to use that toll. That's not fair. Those tolls are there with a public-private partnership that the state has an arrangement with them. In return, they charge a toll. It's a user pays system. So if you use the road, you pay for it. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who are not going to the All-Ireland final, and they shouldn't be subsidising those who go.
Could the government step in and offer to pay the toll operators the loss in revenue that would come about if they lifted the barriers?
Ultimately, they could. But again, it's not fair. It's absolutely not fair, because the people who are using the road pay for it. If you're not using the road, why should the government or the other taxpayers pay for it?
There isn't going to be a lifting of barriers this Sunday.
No, there is not.
All right, no lifting of barriers on Sunday. Brian, thank you very much for that. And as Brian mentioned, beside him there in Cashel is one of the most famous hurlers to play for the county, the winner of 2 All-Irelands, 5 Munster titles, 3 All-Stars. Pat Fox, lovely to have you with us. Good morning to you. Pat, you can hear me.
Hi, Claire. It's great to be on with you here.
Lovely to have you with us.
Fine, yeah.
That's great.
Never imagined we...
Go on.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah, Pat. No, you were saying...
I can't imagine talking to you, Claire, this time of the year.
Right. You didn't think at Christmas you'd be at this point.
No, but I'm just saying, I didn't think we'd be in an All-Ireland final and I'd be talking to you for this All-Ireland final. It's absolutely amazing that we actually never thought that we would be in the last three of the Munster Championship to get through, you know what I mean? So, like anything above getting through the Munster Championship and qualify for the All-Ireland series was out of our wildest dreams. So we're actually thrilled that we got through. And so look, we have massive excitement here in Cashel. I have a pub here in Cashel, and like we've Owen Connolly and sure we've Oisin O'Donoghue, and excitement around the town here is just unbelievable. I see the Cashel GA club there. They were all putting up bunting around the town, and I just wanted to name. I see Ger Slattery and Paddy Maloney. And Ronnie O'Donoghue, who is an uncle of Oisin's here, that's playing the Super Sub Oisin, and they were all doing great work with the colours and bunting here during the week.
Yeah, Pat, it really is a time when there's huge excitement in the place, and I can see that because Brian was sending up a couple of pictures, and he was talking to the owner of Bowes and Co, and they were saying they're going to close on Sunday because they can't get anyone to work. Will the pub be open?
Oh yeah, we'll be open, yeah, but we probably have the very same problem with staff because everybody is going to the match, and I have to rush back straight after the match on Sunday to be back to work. My daughter has given out to me all week that you better be back and work, she said, because there'll be an avalanche of tip people here, and when the match is over late that evening, you'll have nothing but Cork people arriving in as well. And like in fairness to Cork, they're great supporters of this pub here in Cashel, because I've had the Cork team in here a couple of years ago, and I have, I mean, they call regularly here to the pub, like. So it's great to have the pub going here.
And listen, we heard all week about the pressure on Cork. Is there a bit of a benefit in being seen as the underdog? And you'd know this from your own experience over the years as well. It's probably not a bad place to be.
Oh yeah, Tipper in a great place at the moment to be going in underdogs. But like Cork are huge favourites for this. Like they beat us so badly in in the last match, we should hardly be turning out at all. But I think we're in a far better state now, and like we had young Dara sent off the last day, Dara McCarthy who sent off against Cork the last day, and I think the game was null and void after that happening. So this game is totally different.
Yeah, I see the Irish Independent saying today, Pat, that Cork have made scoring goals with one hand on the hurley an art form. Have you noticed that in their play?
I have, yeah. People are so fast at hooking guys and preventing fellas to get good strikes at the ball that one-handed shots overhead their heads and into the net is a regular occurrence now. They're fantastic forwards. Like I see Brian Hayes there have scored five goals in this championship already, and Alan Connolly have scored four goals, and I don't actually know what many goals Pat Horrigan has scored, but they're serious goal threats on our defence. So we'll really be up against it.
You will. Talk them up as much as you can, Pat. It's a great strategy. And listen, never mind lifting the toll bridges. We're going to need a Garda escort to get Pat Fox back down to the pub to work in time after the match. We wish you well, Pat, and everyone in Tip and, of course, Cork as well. Thank you so much. And thanks to Brian O'Connell there too. Now, we're going to be talking about the golf next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.